The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So part of being a meditator is taking responsibility for your own mind, for what your mind does, how your mind is. And how we take responsibility for our minds varies in at different times. Sometimes the way that responsibility is taken is we leave our minds alone. We don't get involved, we don't judge it or react. Let it be. Sometimes that responsibility is taken by not participating with what the mind wants to do. I suspect that some of you, a few of you, maybe, have had the experience of having desires, wishes, impulses coming out of your mind, that the whole world is a lot better for not that you didn't act on them, that you didn't do it. So you take responsibility, sit down to meditate, we learn the place of freedom to have some choice about what we allow or don't allow our mind to do, what our relationship to the mind is. And so there are three general attitudes or approaches to that responsibility or attitudes of practice that I'd like to offer you. And each of them has their own time and place. They're kind of maybe strategic attitudes that you try on. And one is the attitude of yes, saying yes to what's happening, saying yes to your experience. The other is to say no. And the third is to do neither yes nor no. So each of those is useful sometimes. Sometimes when we meditate, it's useful to sit with an attitude of yes to whatever arises in the practice. The kind of yes that allows us to be receptive to the experience, to really take it in, to let it register, to see it clearly, rather than reacting or letting go of or resisting, whatever. Here, say yes, kind of open, receive, allow, be with. Experience it more fully, what this is. Make space for it. And in meditation, where we're sitting quietly, with the eyes closed perhaps, it's generally a very safe place to say yes to things. In daily life, it might not be appropriate to say yes or have that kind of attitude. But at least here, you know, yes, let me feel this, yes. And for meditators, I think it's very useful to experiment with this because some meditators have a very strong tendency to say no too easily. Some people have the attitude that something's wrong with them or when they meditate, whatever, there are some people, whatever happens in their meditation, whatever they're aware of, something is wrong. And or some people, you know, they think about being mindful of yourself, is some people just, it gives them more material to be self-critical about. You know, so they're already saying no or some, you know. And so to say yes kind of counters these negative voices and negative tendencies we sometimes have. And it's a training to be open, training to allow. And and sometimes I find for myself that it's just really nice just to sit quietly and just say yes. Sometimes my mind is distracted and wandering off in the thoughts. I can think, you know, I'm not supposed to be doing that. But something very different happens if I notice my mind being distracted and I say yes to it. Not the yes that says, yes, I'm just going to do more of this. This is great. But rather the yes that says kind of like, yes, let me be aware of this as something happening at the present moment. Let me open to, this is what's happening now, yes. And so that yes is a way of actually becoming free of the thoughts. It's a way of stepping back from them in a way that's receptive and open and, you know, and friendly or something to them, as opposed to critical. So the attitude of yes can be very helpful. Sometimes what's needed is the attitude of no, the approach of no. Sometimes, some people's minds, some of our minds, maybe none of you, but some of your minds behaves like a two-year-old. And sometimes the only thing that's going to work is to say no. I've had two-year-olds, and I had it because of my years of Buddhist training, I guess, maybe. It wasn't in my instinct to say no. In fact, in Zen training, you're actually trained, don't say no in certain sense. You're supposed to say yes to. Like if someone offers you food at a meal, you were never supposed to, in the Zen monasteries, you were never supposed to say no. That was like forbidden. So people developed all these creative ways of saying very little, just really little, like, like, you know, because you couldn't say no, but you would. And so with my children, I kind of had the sense, I didn't want to say no. I'd figure out some other way, be creative, be kind, redirect them, whatever. And I learned that at some points, no was the right answer. Just no. And to be definitive about it actually helped my children, because they were kind of, sometimes the theory looked like that was the right interpretation, was they were going to push against the edges to see how far they could go so they could find out where they had to be, where they could be safe. And they were waiting for the no. And I actually saw that sometimes I would say no, they would look at me like I was, you know, some awful, awful dictator or something, some awful person that could, for about a second or two. And then they were so much happier than they were before. It's like they were safe, they knew where they were. So our little mind sometimes as two-year-olds, it needs a really firm no. No, you're not going to think, you know, if you've been fantasizing and daydreaming about the same thing 10,000 times, you've been that route so many times, maybe what's needed is just no, enough of that. They say it's the sword of wisdom, the no. And or you get pulled into certain desires or certain aversions or something, and you've seen it, you've practiced with it, you've said yes to it, you've been open to it, you've explored it, you've been mindful of it, and you know, enough. You know, sometimes just a no is better. It's more relaxing. Enough. I think people who go on retreats, long retreats, where you get to see the same tendency happening over and over and over again, and you just get so tired of it, then finally, enough already. Enough. So sometimes no is really useful. And sometimes these yes and no go together in a nice way, because I think that in meditation to say yes in an open way gives you access to deeper wellsprings of information, what's going on for you, how you feel, what's happening. So you have a better sense of when you should say no, what you should say no to. Maybe it's kind of like if you have a thorn in your toe and you're walking around, but you're really distracted by whatever's going on next to you. Maybe someone's having a tremendous argument with you about how horrible you are, or someone, you know, the most attractive person in the world you could ever imagine is flirting with you. You don't notice the thorn. But then when you, when that person goes away and you start noticing what's going on, there's a thorn. It's just digging deeper and deeper into my foot. I think I should take a shoe off and take the thorn out. So the same thing if we're in our distracted mind, we might not really understand what's going on more deeply inside of us. But if we can say yes and relax and open up, we might discover deeper wellsprings. Oh, the equivalent of a thorn is going on in us that we didn't realize. And we might understand not just thorns, but we might understand wisdom, understandings that we have that aren't accessible when we're kind of just distracted and caught up. And out of that deeper connection to ourselves might come a clear understanding, not to say no to something, to say no to something we're doing with some activity in the world, say no to something we're doing in ourselves. One of the great no's that comes out of meditation practice is the no's to unethical action, the no's to doing activity that's going to hurt people. And we know that there are people in the world who live unethically. And as they begin transitioning from that, maybe by something like meditation, at some point they come to this juncture where they realize, this doesn't make any sense anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I think I need to say no. And sometimes it's not easy to say no, but sometimes there has to be strength in that no, no more of this. And then there's the third attitude or approach, which is neither yes nor no, not before something or against anything. And this idea of not being for or against, but just to be present. Sometimes it looks like the yes, sometimes it looks like the no, but it's neither yes nor no, it's just being there, just present, just being here. And it's actually a doorway to deeper peace, deeper ease than yes and no, because yes and no is an activity, it's a doing. And sometimes it's a doing which just helps us in our lives, and sometimes just more stuff, more doing, more activity of the mind. And to really be able to put down all this extra activity of the mind, just let everything be, just be present in the most simple way. Simplicity of being, just here. Nothing to do, nothing to get, nothing to be, except settling and opening to the depths of peace that's possible in the heart. For the heart to be at rest in itself. So yes, no, neither yes nor no, and maybe never, maybe. So thank you.